you'll have a chance to hear some more of that coming up this weekend, Saturday evening at 7 p.m. when Choro Dos Tres returns to Memphis. And they're going to be in a new spot. They're going to be in the listening room at Lane Music, which is at 9309 Poplar in Germantown. Amy Burcham has been once again instrumental in bringing this group back to Memphis. They were here last summer, and we've brought them back now. And Scott Lane is here from Lane Music. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Amy, I guess we have a taste of that since we just heard it here on the radio. But this is a very interesting kind of music to me because it's obviously Brazilian-inflected, but there are elements of gypsy music. There are elements of classical. So if you can, try to describe for us what Choro is.
Well, that's a great point because it is it started as European music played in Brazil. And in fact, one of the quotes you'll hear most often is, "Choro is classical music played with bare feet and calloused hands."
that's very apt.
Yeah, it is, and it pulls from all of those 19th century traditions. Chopin, was a big influence, a huge influence, especially on Ernesto Nazaré, one of the chief early piano composers who defined the early genre, and a lot of those pieces are what this family has played.
Now, we should mention that this is very much of a family group. Tell us about the group itself.
This is three young ladies and their father. The women have been playing together for 11 years, and they play as if they're just extensions of one another. They have very tight arrangements, and seeing them live, seeing their interactions is really a lot of the joy of hearing their particular take on this music. So, which is why I'm so very happy that they're coming here. Elisa has recently turned 21. She's the youngest. Leah, I believe, is 23 or 24, and Karina, 26.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say how old Eduardo is, so I don't know, but they're just a fantastic group of people on every level. They're lovely people. They're genuine. Their music is genuine. And they're very passionate about extending, preserving the tradition, but extending it and pushing it forward. In fact, that's a lot of what they're doing. They're encouraging living composers to write new tunes. They're writing new tunes. So
that's great. Scott Lane is here from Lane Music. And as we mentioned, this is going to be in a venue that we haven't spoken about before, which is the listening room at Lane Music, which is there at 9309 Poplar. Scott, have you been doing a lot of concerts in there?
Oh, yeah. The listening room was actually designed just to be that. We're running the music store business and have a couple of music stores in town. And it's really a room that sounds wonderful with grand pianos, with tenor saxophones, flutes, pipe organs, or actually digital pipe organs. And so we created it, and it's a nice space. And candidly, I lucked out a little bit on the acoustics. It's just we took the ceiling up. We kind of went, I bet this will sound good, and with no engineering. And it's really turned into a wonderful room. We've had everything in there from a solo guitar to a big band. And we can amplify or not amplify. The School of Rock, which is next door to me, they do their some of their kids' concerts in there, and it gets a little loud, but it's pretty amazing. But yeah, it turned into that, and so we've in May and December we have literally hundreds of piano recitals. And then all types of smaller ensembles. The University of Memphis has had senior and junior recitals, and they'll send their students down and do things there when they're overbooked in Harris or whatever. But it's turned out to be that way. But then we've also kind of been a nice stopping place, say, between St. Louis and Atlanta, where I've had Champion Fulton was here not too long ago, and it was just a nice bus parking place. And then you're able to go into this room, which is about, just like with Choro Dos, this is – you get to be right next. You can feel the sweat coming off of them and hear the music, and you're really involved. And for a nominal sum, you're like front row seats with a world-class artist playing music. And so it's kind of turned into it. It's really something with the day-to-day buzz that we have in the store. I really haven't developed it as much, but I've known Amy for a pretty good while now, and she's always been my friend and always has plugged me into things that I'm not aware of. She really keeps the pulse going as far as wonderful music. But I had an opportunity to hear this, and when I got turned on to it, they've got to play here. Yeah. So it was a pretty just a natural fit, and so that's what we've developed. I've had a few artists come in from Chicago recently, a jazz pianist and a church organist, and it's been just a different kind of venue than people get a chance to hear. It's a small room in Germantown, as you know. I live in Collierville. Mm-hmm. We have to go places usually. It's to get in the car and make a few drive a few miles. This has been a thing where hopefully parents can come and with or without the children. 7 o'clock at night and be able to, what time is this concert?
7 o'clock.
And be able to hear world-class music and there's no smoke. If you bring wine, I don't know. But it's just a wonderful listening venue and a place to be able to hear music.
You'll have to come back next time you've got something going on, and we'll talk about this some more.
Sure.
We're talking about Choro Das Tres. They're going to be back in Memphis Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at the Lane Music Listening Room at 9309 Poplar in Germantown. If you'd like more information, 286-2483 or memphis.choro, which is C-H-R-O.
Choro.memphis.
It's probably my fault. I probably wrote them backwards. Choro.memphis, and that is C-H-O-R-O.memphis. At Comcast.net, and you can get more information there.
Or lanemusic.com,
right. And it's how many do you seat there?
It'll seat about 110.
Okay, so you need to get tickets.
Very much so. Tickets are selling, and I would strongly recommend people purchase them online. You can go to the Lane Music website, lanemusic.com. There will be a banner ad that will direct you to a ticket site.
There you go. Come
with your ticket printed out if you can, please.
if you're a soccer fan, you can wear your appropriate Brazilian shirt. If they get past, what are they playing, Germany, I believe?
Saturday?
They're playing, Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah.
So
by the time we hear this, we'll know.
Yeah.
We should mention also that in addition to a concert, they're going to have a workshop the next afternoon, on Sunday afternoon. What's that going to be all about?
That will be at 2 o'clock, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We already have a good complement of instruments, so anything you play that's acoustic. We even have a hammered dulcimer player who's going to come and join us. This music, this is a lot of why I love this music. It's beautiful music. The melodies soar. They're iridescent. They're full of bluesy twists and turns. Mm-hmm, syncopation the groove is just irresistible. But with all of that, if you are a classical musician, if you're a high school student who was in band, was in orchestra, and then you're in college, and maybe you're not going to make music your career. Or maybe you are, but you would really like some relief from Bach, Beethoven, and the boys.
Sure.
This music is just super fun to play. There's nothing quite like it to play because it demands a little bit of improvisation, not a lot, a little embellishment to really plumb the depths of it. And you listen to one another. So what Choro Das Tres is going to do is talk to us about what makes a choro, I guess it would be a choro jam. It has a funny name, R-O-D-A, called Hora, where you gather in a circle, just like a jam session, or bluegrass jam.
Sure.
And you pass a tune around, but the thing about choro is it's that using the rondo form, generally.
Okay.
A-A-B-B-A-C-C-A, or some variation.
Right, right.
And so everybody knows the form, and they know the tune, and then, they listen to one another and respond within the structure of the tune. So you have the ability to come as your classically trained self and step a little toe over into that jazz arena without having to, go totally modal or
bebop. Well, I'm from Middle Tennessee, and I've been here 27 years. And I'm a jazz musician, a classical musician. It is really the culmination. I get on my soapbox a lot of times when I have parents coming in taking lessons with their having their children, getting in piano lessons, guitar lessons, whatever we teach, and how it is a lifestyle choice and it's something you want to get the whole family involved with, and it becomes part of your life with all the other choices we have. This is a very important aspect to get your kids plugged in an early age, and then the parents get involved. This is a culmination of that. This is a family on stage, and really, they're kind of a little ahead of us here. I mean, it's really a wonderful thing. I would like to think this is almost more European than it is South American. It really, like when you were mentioning Chopin, back in the day before video games and TV, there was a music chest. You'd pull the viola out. We'd all play string quartets.
Yep.
It's like that, and with the extension of all the modern African and American and South American liberties that we can take, you can make it up as you go, too, which really appeals to me.
Yeah. So.
It's going to be a fun event, folks. This Saturday evening at 7 p.m., Choro Das Tres returning to Memphis at the Lane Music Listening Room at 9309 Poplar in Germantown. Get your tickets now. The place is going to sell out. Have to go to lanemusic.com. You can get your tickets there. If you'd like more information, call 286-2483 or choromemphis, choro.memphis at comcast.net. You can get some more information there. My guests today, Amy Burcham and Scott Lane, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.